Welcome to Zaladoria. Welcome to the third episode.
Oh, fuck, we're filming?
Oh, we're filming right now. Oh, shit. No, we're filming. Oh, why do
Jeremy,
we have to
we're filming.
Film?
Get your ass in the train.
Yeah, get your ass on this locomotive. Because it's a rolling, baby.
Just for all those listening, and because you don't have any type of way of knowing this, Jeremy's still not in the train.
In the conductor's chair.
Chair.
Because we have a lot to talk about, don't you know?
Don't you know? Don't fucking say that.
Don't you know?
Don't fucking say
that. And here he comes. Here he is.
Welcome all aboard.
Aboard. Jerabord.
Jerabrod.
Jerabrod.
Everton.
Alright.
Okay. Oh. Boom. Bang.
Subjects
opinions.
We're talking about today.
Subjects. We're talking about.
Opinions. Sky's blue.
Sky's blue.
That's
green is grass.
That's up to debatable.
Alright.
Up to debatable.
First subject. The Legend of Zelda TV show, what is it, done by Netflix?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you want? What do you need? What do you, scaunt?
Being the biggest, okay, yeah, do you want me to go last? Because I think I'm the biggest Zelda fan.
Yeah. Rainer is objectively the biggest Zelda fan in this car. Subjectively to me, he's not.
All-time Dreamlicious.
But we're going to go ahead and we're gonna talk about this so-called one-month-old subject. Go.
All right. So, first of all, I'd like to say Rainer's probably a bigger Zelda fan than myself.
Yeah.
I love Legend of Zelda, but when I talk to Rainer about it, he has the passion. I have a huge passion for Star Wars,
which
and Rainer has that same passion for Legend of Zelda, so I'll give it to him. And, anyways, what I fucking need to enjoy this goddamn series is for Link to only say,
No.
That's all he has to say.
No, he has to talk.
No.
He has to talk.
No.
Okay.
In the new Zelda games, he needs to talk. I'm sick of him not talking.
Okay.
At the end of Twilight Princess, when everyone's talking to him for 10 minutes, and he's just going, No, he needs to start fucking talking.
Okay, here's my opinion on it. I think Netflix has done a lot of really good shows, so I am actually for the TV
show. Have they had any bad shows yet?
It's debatable, but most of them have been good. Like, for example, Marco Polo, the costume design in Marco Polo alone is amazing. It made me want to watch the show, and I did, and I loved it. But here's my thing about it.
I don't like it.
I am for the Netflix show. I know a lot of people aren't, and they really don't want to see it. They think because of the 1980 year of the show.
It was 89.
Yeah, I want to say 89.
It seems like an 87 show, though.
But that's the first year. Anyways, I do want to see it. I think he deserves a ton of spotlight. I think it could be really cool. I don't want them to use big name actors on it, though. I want them to use nobodies. I want them to make stars.
I want them
to look young. I don't want them to do like what Hunger Games did.
Star Wars does too.
If they do a young Link, I want him to look 10. If they do a regular, like, I want him to look 17.
I don't want Link. I mean, I don't know. Did you ever see that fan-made movie for Zelda?
Yes.
And, like, the main Link was, like, a pretty boy model from Sweden or something.
Yeah.
It was the ugliest, stupidest Link I've ever seen.
I wouldn't mind if he looks good, but I want him to look rugged. I want the costume for Marco Polo, almost. Now, here's the thing. I don't want him to talk. I want them to do what Hyrule Warriors did and have a fairy with him who voices his opinion, because I think Link has always been kind of a silent hero, and I don't really put a voice to him, so putting a voice to him in a TV show wouldn't fit for me. I don't see a voice for him.
No,
he wouldn't say anything during...
No, during fights is what I meant. I didn't mean he's going around like, how you doing? Like,
what do you want? Hot?
Yeah.
Hot? Heart? No, hot? Hot? No.
I want him to
I want him to be quiet, and I want him his fairy to speak for him. So if he has a fairy to be with him,
circulation in here.
Yes, sorry.
In this engine.
I want it to be like
cold.
Someone be like, "Can you guys go up the mountain to do it?" And then I want his fairy to be like, "Of course we can. It's Link and me. We can do anything."
Yeah, she would. Yeah, the fairy would be like a loud mouth and would even if he did try to talk, she would just interrupt him.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Or like, what I really want is for the first time he does something. So, like, you know how people, like they look around a place and they're, like, clumsy, and the people are like, hello, and they appear behind him? Like, he's summoned to the castle, and he's looking around, and he touches a pot, and it, like, falls down and breaks, and he finds, like, money in it or something, and then, like, hello? And he's like, oh. Just, like a nod to the breaking of pots.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, I would hate it if they don't break one single pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, something that bothered me, and it's a little off topic, but Oz the Green Powerful, I didn't like the movie, but I thought it could have been a lot better if when the Wicked Witch went away at the end, if it would have zoomed in on her socks and her ruby slippers. Just so that you see, like, that way when it goes to the Wizard of Oz, you see, like, the socks and the slippers, and you're like, fuck, that's the bitch! And so...
That bitch!
That, see, that would have been really good, but Sam Raimi decided to just omit that completely. So for Legend of Zelda, I want there to be the nods of things that we all love and hate about Legend of Zelda.
And, okay, now, what... Do you want it based off a game or not? I have an opinion about
it. I want a new story.
I want a new story.
I want a new story, because I'm sick of everyone saying, Ocarina of Time is the greatest Legend of Zelda. It's not. It's a good Legend of Zelda. Don't get me wrong. This
Link to the Past.
Yes, by far, Link to the Past is the
best. Yeah, so at least we can all agree.
Yeah!
This is something I'll go into detail later on. But a lot of people always put Ocarina of Time as the number one.
No.
And here's my problem with it. Like, Sheik should no longer be in Smash. If she is, she should be someone else. Like, there's, like, Impa, for example. She fits the idea of a ninja character.
Yeah.
And she's more relevant than Sheik nowadays. And I don't like the idea that it's always Sheik. I thought that... Ocarina of Time has time in the spotlight. It's a good game. I'm not going to say it's a bad game. It's just, it had its time and now it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my fear, is that they're going to base it off Ocarina of Time and not make their own story.
Yeah. I'd like, you know how Gotham have all these Easter eggs? Like, in the first episode, they had all the characters show up. Eventually, like, they became, like, pronounced characters. But eventually, it was just like, oh, this is my daughter, Pamela.
Yeah.
Like, Pamela Isley, Poison Ivy. And... That's, like, super important to me. I would love for Link to be walking around and to have, like, a guy with a bunch of things on his back just turn around as he does, and just from the corner of the screen, you see the corner of Majora's Mask or something.
Yeah.
Like, just the corner where it's, like, it might not be important in the show, but it's fucking there.
Yeah,
this is where you know you are.
He has to have that Nintendo polish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I'd like. I'm scared that they would do it like the 1980s show, which was...
Well, excuse me, princess.
Nice meme. Taking that to the dank bank.
But no, like, that's what I want. That's what I, like, that's one of the things I love about Gotham, is it's like, I know you're not going to talk about these things later, but thank you for putting that in the fucking show.
Yeah.
And I want the Zelda series to do that, just like, here, by the way. Or, like, in the sky, you see, like, the, I don't remember their name, but, like, the birds from Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Just, like, in the sky, in passing, you see those birds.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to ride it. He doesn't have to go to Skyloft, but just to... Oh, thank you. You just have to fucking see the loft wings in the air.
So, anyone else have any comments on this, or are we going to move to our
next one? More thing. Oh, sorry. You go ahead.
Both of you guys, one more thing.
This is kind of a thing that I want you guys to be thinking about while we're doing the rest of this podcast, is if they do decide to go with, like, Hollywood actors or whatever, who would you want to be cast as Zelda, Link and Zelda?
I don't have a Link.
No?
I don't have a Link. I've thought of this before. I've thought of a Link.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get one. And I can't do a Zelda either, just because...
I want my mommy to play Zelda. Because she's beautiful.
I can't really think of it, because I want them to be... I so very badly want them to be no-name, so we don't associate them with anything.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Daniel Radcliffe, let's say, nowadays.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe is anything else, but you always know him as Harry Potter.
Yeah. A few people get out of that. Harrison Ford gets out of it, but you still see him as Han Solo or Indiana Jones.
When you said Daniel Radcliffe, somebody was thinking Daniel Craig. And then when you said Harry Potter, I'm like, what? I thought you were going to say James Bond. I thought you said Harry Potter and completely threw me off.
It's very true. Like, if I would have a Link, I'm not sure, but a Zelda would have to be one of those, like, one of those cute little girls, like, that sounds really weird, but you know those little girls, like, not really Chloe Grace Moretz, because, like, she is a very good actress, and I love her, but
her
she has more of a...
too chubby and round.
She has, like, a too, like, an aggressive face, too.
Really sleek.
It has to be one of those girls that's,
like
you know those movies,
like,
that are very, like, they're very silent actresses? Like, their characters are silent and reserved?
Like, what's her face? Steve Tyler's daughter.
Liv Tyler?
Yeah.
Really? Like,
I wouldn't say she played.
You would already, but you already would, like, you'd already
associate. Yeah, but she already played an elf. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, that,
and
that
I
was
think
good
she's
casting,
too old.
Though.
She's still too old,
yeah.
I think.
No, I wouldn't pick her, but I'm saying, like, someone that would be like her. But then again, I thought, oh, yeah, she's a fucking elf.
And this is me being picky,
is.
But he can't have stubble or anything like that. He has to be young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I want
very
it to
clean,
be
young.
I want it to be Hunger Games, where it's like, she's 25, but she's playing a 16-year-old. I want it to be like,
a 17-year-old.
He's 17-year-old playing a 17-year-old, or a 10-year-old playing a 10-year-old.
Because, like, Katniss, like, yo, she's playing 17. Yeah, no, she's fucking not. Like,
no,
she's, no one thinks that.
And, like, it really does take away from the feeling of the Hunger Games, of it's supposed to be brutal.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a love story. It's not. It's really not.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jeremy, you had one more point?
My other point, it's not a point, it's more of just a,
oh, sorry,
a
wait.
Quick discussion.
Oh. Matt, did you have anyone in mind for acting?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Cool. Sorry. Right, fuck you,
my question was just costume and hair. Brown hair, blonde hair, brown and green costume with the white pants.
Okay. White. What do you guys think?
Brown and green. Go with the original Zelda
brown
look.
And green with
brown hair. I want
with Link to the Past hair.
My absolute
okay.
My
pink.
concept art.
My absolute favorite Legend of Zelda, Link character design is Oracle of Seasons of Ages. The one where he has
okay.
the brown shirt under the green
yeah.
tunic.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that
yeah,
one
yeah,
he
exactly.
has the white. That is my favorite. He has the dirty blonde hair.
Yeah, that's
so,
yeah.
That is my absolute favorite design.
Not the pink hair guys.
He's got the right age. He looks like an elf. He's got that elongated nose, so he's not a pretty boy.
Yeah.
That is my absolute favorite design for Link out of the series.
I
think that fits him the best. And when I imagine the Hero of Time, I imagine him, if not a little older, because I do picture him as a 17-year-old.
And even with that, like being said, like I really liked even the cartoon for the costume that they chose for him.
Yes.
Of course, it was before the time that anyone else was just green and white, but I love it for that reason. And great, now this is another point. I'm really sorry we're dragging on this thing. But bad guys. Do you want it like old TV shows like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where Shredder was the bad guy? Every once in a while they kicked in a new one, but Shredder was behind most of it and Krang was as well. Do you want it like a Legend of Zelda cartoon where it was always Ganon or Mario or it was always Bowser? Or do you want it to be like it switches and there's no prominent one, but in the background, let's see, like... Like, almost like Inspector Gadget style, like, in the background, every once in a while, you see this shadow, and the shadow speaks like an evil voice to an evil fairy, and at the end of the series, it's fucking Dark Link. That's what I want. Like, little hints to it being Dark Link, and then it leads up to the end, and it's just,
okay.
He has to fight himself.
Yeah.
Okay, I want Dark Link, because you...
That's
you go
Zelda off, 2, by the way.
Yes, yeah, Zelda 2. By far, one of the hardest last boss fights in the series. I've only ever beaten using the exploit.
Yeah. I beat it once without.
But, here's my thing. I'd like Dark Link, but you go on YouTube and there's so many people who have already done Dark Link. If anything, I don't want them to do like TMNT where it's a new villain every episode. I want them to do it where it's only, the series is only one or two seasons long, and he go, or maybe three, but he just goes to, and the idea is he's going to 8 different dungeons, killing bad guys, getting to the finale. And that's what I want the finale to be, like either Dark Link, Agnim that turns into Ganon,
because
I'd like Link to the Past there, or if they get their own bad guy like Hyrule Warriors at Sia,
cool.
Like Hyrule Warriors at Sia.
Yeah.
If they did like a Sia to Ganon kind of thing, that's what I would like. I'd want something like that. I don't want it to be like always like I defend the town from like Ganon today. It's like like a curse has befallen this land. Go
and I want
get it,
like the same art design because a lot of people. I remember seeing some posts on the internet. It was like. Zelda is mainly a medieval world anyways, but then it's like, no, it's not, and they showed the different dungeons and how, like, every dungeon is, like, completely different, like, visually.
Yeah.
Like, one dungeon will be, like, a Mayan Aztec, and the next one will be, like, bright colors and crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be that crazy, too. Like, I don't want it just to be, like, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Where it's just dark, brown, black
everywhere.
I would like,
everywhere. I'd also like, here's another round point, I hate bringing up another point, but... companions along the way. Do you want him to end up getting a companion or two and traveling with them, or just kind of meeting them like Mulan, let's say, and
I
just kind of meeting her and like that's it?
For the most time, I think he would have to be alone because why would he be courageous if he had lots of companions?
Okay.
I think he should run into them I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's so stupid if you put comedy into something. But I think
comedy
if they don't put...
always good.
Yeah, like they need Tingle. He needs to have an episode where he runs into this really fucking annoying character and it's Tingle.
Yeah.
Look at any good movie, there's always parts of... There's like... Well, like, this is a drama, but even some dramas have comedy in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you look at... Like, that's why I love The Avengers so much, because it's like...
Yeah, and like
an
Lord of the Rings
movie,
as well.
But there are so many funny parts that, like, I don't know, like, laughing feels good, so why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, and I hate people like, it has to be really serious. It's like,
no,
Legend
so
of Zelda
tired
isn't
of...
completely serious.
Okay, you know that Power Rangers fan movie that came out, like,
a
few weeks ago that everyone's freaking out about? I didn't even watch it, because I am so sick of gritty remakes.
Fuck.
They've been doing gritty remakes for everything for the past 15 years.
Even
I'm done with gritty remakes.
Even just reading everything fucking comics. Once Frank Miller comes in, does a gritty comic. Alan Moore does a few here. Everything is fucking gritty to the point where they released Batman 66 as a series, which is based off the Adam West series.
And Ralph Garman.
And everyone's like, oh, look, it's light. It's like, you shouldn't be surprised when comics go light again. Yeah. Like, it should be an equal balance. Not everything's fucking gritty and everyone's fucking dying. That's what I hate now.
Okay.
Archie dies, Wolverine dies, and now Donatello fucking died.
I liked Archie's death because it was just a symbolism thing. And they were standing up for a gamer. I like that. Anyways, here's my thing about being companions. I'd like you to have companions for a couple episodes. So let's say he goes to a ranch and there's a girl there that, like, she's done living on the ranch. She wants to move to town. So he accompanies her for, like, 3 episodes to the town. And then you might see him later on in the background and stuff. But, like, I'd like him to have some companions along the way. Wait. Although, I want most of the series to feel lonely. Yes. I want it to feel like... I want to see him having a campfire at night just sitting there.
And then when he finally reaches a village, it's like, yes!
Yeah. That's why he's, like, silent, is because, like, there's no one to talk to.
And that's why it gives you a reason for him to... I'd like him to, like... I imagine him sitting down at a campfire, just kind of, like, sitting there lonely. And, like, it's raining, he's sitting on a tree, and he, like... He's just getting comfy, you hear, like, a wolf howl, and he immediately grabs his sword, and he's up. And he's paranoid, and, like... I want his costume to get wrecked during the show, like...
Yeah.
Like... By the end of the series, you'll notice there's so much patchwork done.
Yeah.
The Master Sword doesn't... The healing shield doesn't look clean anymore. It's like... He gets it. It's clean. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But then it's scratched to hell. Almost like you're dragging it on some cement by the end of the series.
See, stuff like that I love.
I want
like,
it to feel lonely.
Yeah. In TV shows and comics, I've always wanted where the costume doesn't get better. I want it like in a movie where it gets worse and worse and worse.
That's what I loved about the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah,
by the end of the game,
you're
torn up, you have, like, wounds everywhere, and, like, one ear.
I know, like, it's not like one of those things, like, oh, I got the shit beat out of me, and it was wrecked for half of the issue, but, hey, look, by the end of the issue, I got a new costume.
Yeah.
I know, like, some of them, like, Spider-Man, they explained that, like, Black Cat made new suits, and he made new suits.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if, like, when they went to a village, they did a thing where, like, he visits...
Like, a nice old lady, it's just like, whoa.
Exactly, like, an old lady, homage to Zelda 2. Hey, you look kind of injured, and, like... I've heard of your quest.
And he goes to, like, a whorehouse.
Yeah. But, like, I like if he goes into her house, like, takes off her shirt, and he's just sitting there as she's sewing it up. And, like, that would be really cool.
Accidentally breaks a vase. Oh, I'm so sorry.
The drinking milk.
So that's the thing. I want him to drink milk, but not, like, oh, milk! Like, I want just, like, him open, like, a...
Oh, look!
Like a greasy bottle and just, like, drinks, like, milk, and it doesn't have to look good.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I want it to look dirty and lonely, and that's... Does anyone have any more points before? Because we're running out of time, or do you want me to make this longer?
This seems to be an episode about Legend of Zelda.
Just Legend of Zelda today, or...
I like how this is an actually serious episode, that we haven't said too many stupid things.
Yeah, are we just dedicating this one?
Yeah.
Do you want to do a longer one and do
dedicated.
Star Wars as well?
No, we'll do Star Wars next time.
Okay.
Yeah, dedicated.
Next time we'll do Battlefront. Today, I'm actually going to go back to another point I didn't say.
Do it.
Epona in this, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Good. Yeah, yes.
I want...
Epona is the most, like, feel-good thing in a game ever.
And how do you want him to get Epona? Fucking save her.
Ocarina of Time.
I want it to be, like, an Ocarina of Time combined with Twilight Princess when, like, you know, he has to jump on
it.
I want it to be, like, the
Ingo, and, like, but Ingo should be, like, super abusive. And,
that's
like,
what, yeah, the dark. I want
like, you want him to just die.
Yeah,
like
when,
you want Epona so bad that you just don't even care if you kill that motherfucker, but you don't kill him.
Yeah.
He shouldn't die. Like, Link shouldn't just be killing people.
No, and that's it. I want him to show his sympathy, though, to some things. And I'd like it to be, like, really, like, maybe at the ranch with Milan, really fucking abusive uncle. Like, even almost to Milan.
Yeah.
Like, dark. And then he, you know, saves her and they escape on the horse. I don't know if you ever read the Zelda manga.
I've read them all. Yeah, I've had them
pretty
all,
good.
Actually.
The Ocarina of Time one where, like, she and her, the uncle goes nuts because of Ganon.
Yeah.
Ganondorf. He saves them. That's what I want. For Epona. I'd like Epona to make it in the show. And then that almost, like, up until, I'd say that'd be mid-season. Up until then, it's very, very, you know, lonely. And then you kind of see he grows with the horse. And,
yeah.
Like, it's his only friend other than the fairy on the road.
Yeah.
That's, like, the kind of stuff that I'm thirsting for. And one more point is, like, Kukos.
Have to be in an episode.
Yeah.
For
like,
sure.
Where they, like, attack him for doing something. He got pissed off. And then
or,
at, like...
Or there's, like, signs in the background, don't attack cuckoos. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, something like that.
Like, because they can't...
Like, don't provoke the cuckoos.
Yeah.
Cuckoos, cuckoos.
I call them cuckoos.
I used to call them cuckoo, but someone, like, scolded me for it. So now
no,
I'm like...
I've always called it cuckoos.
Yeah, so, like, I'd say if you don't do it in the show, because it's almost, you know, too different.
Yeah.
Add a sign, have signs everywhere in the background. Like, not everywhere, like, blatantly everywhere, but, like, just all the time in the background saying, like, don't attack them, or, like, beware, cuckoo's on the loose, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And, what I want, even for that, like, because everyone's like, oh, it can't be so gritty and all that, it can be like Lord of the Rings, where when he's going to battle and he's on his way, it's a little lighthearted a few times, but he's lonely, like you said, so it's dark, and it's ominous, it's dark, it's bleak. But I want, when he gets to the city, happy, like, and it's happy, and people are nice, and I kind of want, like, an orchestrated, almost, bit changed a bit, but I want it to be remnant, remnants of, like, the music, like, just little bits and pieces here and there.
I really like it to open up, like, Wind Waker with the legend, almost, or do it, like, Link to the Past, where, like, someone dies, and then he decides, like, you know, I'm gonna continue this quest. I also, last thing, that I want to say, I want to be dark in the sense of not, like, ooh, dark and gritty, but, like, literally dark. Oh, I want him to have having to hold the lantern. So at some points he has to drop his shield, and, like, you'll see him dodging more with his sword because he's having to hold that lantern, or, like, he'll toss the lantern on the ground.
Like, I want
to
see why, like, he's the most courageous person in the world, pretty much. I want to see dark him crevices. Go through shit.
Mm. Yeah, like, I don't want it to be, like, evil. Like, evil, like, and gritty and stuff like that. Like, new movies, like the Batman movies. I want it to be dark, like you said, like, it's dark and it's lonely, it's ominous. And I want him to, like, he runs into something where he's, like, he's into a cave and he has a lantern and he's looking down at, like, his boomerang. And he's, like, I really can't carry all these things. It's going to weigh me down. And he, like, drops the boomerang and has to carry something out. Yeah, like, I'd like stuff like that.
Or, like, yeah, he's looking in a temple, he sees a bow and arrow, but he's, like,
I can't take it right now.
So then he puts dead, like, you see him leave something. Like, leave, like, oh, that explains why you're not really going to use the boomerang anymore. So he drops the boomerang, picks something up.
All right, and at one point...
I'd also like him not just to have, like, just walk around without the equipment.
Yeah.
I like the Zelda 1, manual design, when he has, like, the raft on his back.
Yeah.
Like, I want that. I want them to show him.
But when he goes into a cave, he has to, like, drop shit and decide what he needs to do.
Yeah, like, in a cave, it gets too small, so he's like, okay, bow, sword,
and he has to be, like, on his feet. He can't have anything that's, like, big with some that someone can grab him.
And that can create, like, really emotional ties to it, too, because it's like, the shit he went through to get that raft, and now he's leaving it.
Yeah.
He has to leave it now. Maybe it'll be there when he gets back, but who knows?
Yeah, and, like, bows and stuff. Like, he goes into the cave, and, like, he knows he's going somewhere dangerous. He sees, like, a bow and arrow, but he really likes his lantern. He needs his light.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, like, I can't take this. And he goes there, and he realizes that he needs it.
Yeah. Because
we've all done that in the game. Yeah. Like, fuck this. I don't want this. I want my lantern. And you go there, and you're like, shit. And you almost get killed, and you have to run back, and you have to grab it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a good show if Netflix is the one doing it. They've always
if
good.
We're the ones doing it.
Yeah. Netflix, take some notes here. We got ideas.
You can pay us whatever you want.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? No, I will work for fucking free.
I will,
free.
Yeah.
I will work for fucking free to help you make a good Zelda TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Just pay for room and board. And then that's it. Just give us...
No, I would do it.
Yeah.
Pay for my food and my room.
Rent?
Yeah,
boom,
and rent.
Done.
Done. I'll design stuff for you.
Don't even need spending money. I'll save up.
There it is, Nintendo and Netflix. Hire us, the Bipolar Express, and that's all you need, really. So that was episode 3. I am Matthew.
I'm Rainer, or the Hero of Time.
And I am Jeremy. Also, let us know in the comments what you want to see in the TV show.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what?
I'd love to know.
I'd like to know you guys.
Or if you oppose
something.
Yeah, let us know, because we all like Link to the Past, and Ocarina of Time is kind of like meh to us. So I know that a lot of you all have an opinion on that, because gamers have opinions. And
Final
you want to know them.
And you're allowed to have them.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.